So we take a look at the over the heads of the many thousands of fans who are here. Eagles working on the red zone third down drill here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. We bring you live coverage of practice. Michael Vick under center. Red zone third down. 11 on 11. King Dunlap there at left defensive tackle, left offensive tackle, handoff to Shady McCoy. Probably wouldn't have been a big gain there. As the Eagles work on getting that third down conversion. And Marty Morningway wants to have a few words with Michael Vick about that. Hey, Chris, did you feel that that would be a first down conversion, a third down conversion there?
Well, good penetration there from Trent Cole and Derek Landry. I think might have contested, but McCoy probably been too quick there.
All right, now what's the situation?
All right, we're looking at third down and three. We're at the 10. They need to get to the 7 for the first down. Vick's in the shotgun with McCoy.
Vick in the shotgun. Picks up Trent Cole on the rush. Good job there. But again, more pressure. Michael Kendricks flushing Vick out of the pocket. And Chris, we marked this, noted this earlier in the day, the defense rising to the occasion again.
Well, when you have that pass rush, it's just so hard for the offense, whoever's at quarterback, to be able to process everything and to be able to set and make the throws as quickly as possible. I mean, it's great practice for the regular season, but it's going to be very hard to see any kind of defense that the Eagles will face this season to be able to generate this kind of consistent pressure all across the board.
All right, now it's Nick Foles in the shotgun, rolls right. Darryl Tapp giving chase, gets rid of the football, completes the pass. Jamel Hamler, another nice job throwing the ball on the run, Chris.
Certainly, a lot of people were knocking Foles' athleticism coming out of Arizona, but this was a guy who was highly recruited, not just in football coming out of high school, but basketball as well. And when you go back to his college career at Arizona, he just did not have a lot of talent to work with. And
some coaching changes, I think, as well.
Coaching, a whole lot of stuff that he had to go through. So now that you're seeing him with big-time talent, working with the second-team offense here, he's being able to show all of his tools. And now that he's getting a better grasp of the offense, he can be more comfortable and use his athleticism that he does have to make plays.
And he throws down the left side way over the head of Chad Hall there. Weird call, Chris. Third and short, and he goes long. What was that call?
It was a pass play there, back of the end zone there, just a little too far there on the pass. Brandon Boykin had very, very good coverage, so it's going to be a reset. We'll set it up again. We're at the 15-yard line. It's a short situation. They only need to get to the 12 for the first down.
Okay. Eagles in the huddle offensively. It's Nick Foles with Iguanagu and Bryce Brown split. Foles in the shotgun. Not bad job there from Bell. Nobody open. Throws down the right side after he rolls out looking for Jacobson. Nothing there. I was watching Bell on that play, Chris. Looked like he did an okay job against Darryl Tapp, but may have given up the inside just a little bit too much.
No, he had his feet set pretty well and did a good job of trying to hold as much as possible. Foles, again, having to roll on that one. But overall, I think he had some time, but just good coverage down the field. Foles does a good job of keeping his eyes downfield, trying to make a play at all times. Just nothing there for him.
All right, the situation, Chris, third and short.
Okay, we're looking at third. Same thing as before, that the 15, they need 3 yards to get the first down.
Trent Edwards in, throws complete for Chase Ford. Did the defense get it to get a stop there, Chris?
No, I would give the first down to the offense there. He got it right at the first down marker. So nice completion there from Edwards to Ford to get the first down there.
One thing you really notice here is that the Eagles throwing the football quite a bit. And not relying as much on the run game in these situations. Struggled with third and short last year. Third and mid, we would say. Vick under center. Straight drop back, looks, throws to his right. Brent Celek, the catch and run. And Celek certainly, Chris, will be a weapon in the red zone this season.
Yes, very good in the red zone throughout his career today. It's just great seeing him out here cutting, looking fluid. He talked at the beginning of training camp about just how great he felt coming off those off-season surgeries. He had that little bit of a setback with the knee sprain. Didn't play in the first preseason game, but he said that he's good to go. He's ready to go out here, and it's great seeing him work out here with the offense to try to develop that timing and chemistry, especially in the red zone where it's so critical.
All right, Michael Vick in the shotgun. Trent Cole jumps early, way early. Now we see Chad Hall on the field. Is Demaris Johnson on the field here?
No, we have a trip situation to the right side on this one with Avant Jackson. And so Demaris Johnson is coming from the left side of the field. I didn't see him on the left side there. I was looking at the right side here. So, no, Demaris Johnson is in there in the huddle.
Somebody yelling out, watch the screen, watch the screen. Vic looking at Reed and Marty Mornhenweg for the call.
Interesting seeing Demaris Johnson and Chad Hall line up to the right side of the formation here with Vic in the shotgun. It's third and goal to go from the 10.
Sounds like a middle screen to me to Brent Celek. And that may have been what it was. Bad snap there in the shotgun.
All I saw was Kirk Coleman come up on the blitz. Certainly the defense bringing the pressure there. Wanted to make sure that Vic didn't have any time to process anything. And that led to the bad snap there.
And Trent Cole back from his injury looking really spry, coming off the edge, getting up the field. I just saw Celek kind of give that little chip and then turn and maybe look for that little middle screen, and we saw him score against the Redskins last year. What's the situation here, Chris?
So we're going with third and three. They're at the 10. They need to get to the 7 for the first down. Vic out of the shotgun.
Vic in the shotgun. Audible
here. Play.
Cole pressure throws too low for Demaris Johnson at the goal line. He was open. Good pressure from Cole, but a misfire there from Michael Vick, who must be more accurate in the red zone to make plays.
You know, a lot of it is simply just timing and getting rid of the ball quickly. It was good job recognizing from the look that the defense was getting that he needed to get out of the play. That's something that you definitely want to see coming out of that. But you also want to see the crisp execution there. Especially, again, these are third down situations. So, once again, another third and three from the 10.
Hand off to McCoy. Get up, LaShawn. Walks off gingerly. Couldn't really tell what happened there, Chris.
No, he just got caught up in a pile there. Didn't seem like that anything transpired out of the ordinary. So it was a nice little run up the middle to get the first down. But as you notice there, slow to get up, and he walked over to the sideline. So we'll have to see if anything transpired there.
Keep your eye on LaShawn McCoy. He looks like he's okay on the sidelines. Nick Foles in the shotgun. False start there. Or at least Demetrius Bell's pointing inside. Maybe Fletcher Cox jumping a little early, Chris.
It looked like Fletcher Cox was the one guilty on that one. So nice practice. You saw him dominating in the one-on-one drills, doing a good job. A lot of people in the chat were actually asking me at the beginning of the show, how is Cox progressing, just simply because you don't hear his name a whole lot. But with all the talent on the defensive line and how they've all performed, it's hard to stand out amongst this group. So, but overall, a lot of progression here for Fletcher Cox.
Good spin move there from Tapp against Bell. Throw is incomplete. The Eagles defensive line getting the jump there.
They whistle for the sack there. So Darryl Tapp getting credit for the sack. Brandon Graham also come up with pressure off the edge, so not giving Foles any time to make that play.
Keeping our eyes on number 77. What's the situation, Chris?
It's third and goal to go from the 10. The defense in a base 4-3 look here, second team defense.
Throw for Ford without contact there. Probably would have been tackled short of the end zone there. Eagles not throwing the football into the end zone. Marty Mornhenweg in the ear of Nick Foles. Third and three, the situation. What goal? Where are they on the field, Chris?
They're at the 10-yard line. They need to get to the 7 for the first down here.
It's Brown and Iguanagu in the backfield. Backs are split. Foles play action fake. Throws it off the helmet of Brown. Not a well-executed play. Poor timing. A busted play there from the Eagles rookie Nick Foles and fellow rookie Bryce Brown as the number 2 offense and defense exit the field and the number 3s emerge. Any unusual depth chart observations, Chris?
No, a lot of the same members are staying out here. Looks like for the third team defense as Trent Edwards comes onto the field. Looks like we might switch things after one play, so it'll be one rep here for the defense. Guy I want to keep an eye on, left defensive end, number 61, Monty Taylor, having a very good practice, did some good work in the one-on-one O-line, D-line drills. Let's see what he can do here on the snap.
Nice throw down the field. Chase Ford, the touchdown grab. Trent Edwards making it happen for this number 3 offense in the red zone.
So, Spuds, when they break the huddle, it's going to be a third, another goal to go. It's going to be from the 5-yard line, though. Five-yard line here.
All right. Number 1's back up. McCoy back on the field. So, that ankle injury, apparently nothing at all. Vic, the shovel pass to Harbor inside, but a good read there from D'Amico Ryans.
Yes, very good.
Derek Landry going at it with Clay Harbor.
Physical. Derek Landry and Clay Harbor getting after it. Didn't see
what
sparked it.
Derek Landry grabs his helmet off of Clay Harbor's head. That Derek Landry is a nasty hombre.
Derek Landry, one guy you don't want to mess with there. Deshaun Jackson tapping Landry on the helmet, trying to defuse the situation there. But things get a little feisty here.
Derek Landry, some boxing skills there. I don't think Clay Harbor wants to throw punches and damage his hands.
He's worked so hard on them throughout training camp here in the offseason. Be ashamed to all of a sudden mess it up in a fisticuffs exercise. So,
yeah, but with your teammate.
Yeah, but third and goal to go. We're back at the 5 once again with Vic under center awaiting the snap.
He looks around. Hand off to LeSean McCoy. That's what we like to see. In that goal-to-go area, give the ball to the touchdown maker, running back LeSean McCoy.
Nice call there by the offense. Definitely caught the defense off guard. You heard the coaches yelling draw right after the snap, but it was too little too late. McCoy, a nice seam up the middle to be able to get into the end zone.
Now, will we see Clay Harbor having dinner tonight with Derek Landry?
Probably. The good thing about these training camp fisticuffs is pretty much it stays on the field. Once practice is over, that's it.
Bootleg left, and a nice play there. Nice chasing him down there.
Dixon's down over here at the 12.
Was that Michael Kendricks who chased down Michael Vick? What happened to Dixon, did you see?
I saw he and Kelsey were blocking one-on-one. Dixon went to the ground, didn't see if he took a misstep or what caused it, but
we'll keep our eyes on that. Antonio Dixon, the bulk inside for the Eagles at defensive tackle. Obviously a lot of concern.
A good sign here. He gets up under his own power.
Limps off the field. Looks like nothing serious. We keep our fingers crossed there. We've seen players injured in situations like that, and you know, Stuart Bradley comes to mind in the flight nights a few years ago, and Didn't Fletcher. Who tore their knee up in a goal line situation? Middle linebacker. Who was it? Was it Stewart? No.
Oh, how many years are we going back?
It's a couple of years ago. Who was it inside? I forget. It was a goal line situation. I forget the middle linebackers. It's been forgettable. Training camp runs into each other. Michael Vick back, looks left, throws. Throws right to our camera, which is fortunate to have gotten out of the way there.
So note that Fletcher Cox went in for Antonio Dixon on that last snap there with the first team defense.
Okay. Well, guys, we promised you that you'd get coverage in your faces. I think we've delivered here during these 3 weeks of training camp. You can't get any closer than that unless you're here at Lehigh University. What's the situation, Chris?
So we're going to go again third and goal to go from the 5. Second team. Note on the second team defense, now that they're in what they call their Buffalo package, and for the second team safety, it's Otagwa and Tom Nelson, not Jaquan Jarrett. They're working with the twos.
Foles back, sack. Daryl Tapp again beating Demetrius Bell.
Daryl Tapp having a great session here during this third and goal to go situation and this team period, but also getting the guys fired up, rallying the guys during the O-line D-line one-on-one drills. He would agitate the offensive linemen. He would want to yell for rematches between certain matchups. So really just being a voice, being a presence out there on the field, not just from a playing standpoint, but also just adding a little something extra with the vocal intensity on the field.
As much as there is enthusiasm for Daryl Tapp's performance, what about Demetrius Bell?
Oh, that's obviously the flip side of it to look at and you have to see.
And there he comes again, free. We're in goal line situations here. Getting some instruction. Nick Foles is. The number 2 offense up against the number 2 defense. Live coverage of Eagles training camp 2012 here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Eagles fans of all shapes and sizes here today. Foles in the shotgun, has time, throws to Brackett. And he is touched down short of the end zone. Chris, who was in coverage there? Was that
Trevard Lindley? Good job on the coverage. A nice look by the Eagles defense up front, stemming at the line of scrimmage to try to confuse the offensive line. End up only rushing 4 or so, but giving the offensive line something to think about pre-snap.
So now it's Trent Edwards in. As the threes go against the threes. In your face coverage, PhiladelphiaEagles.com. A couple of linebackers there, their perspective. Ooh. A little bootleg to the right, a dump off short for Chase Ford. And that is the end of our coverage of the Eagles' goal line 11-on-11 play in Sunday's practice at Lehigh University.